Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Monkeys. And cats. And then more monkeys.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. What the crap is going on with you over there? Are you ordering?
I'm killing it with my orders on True Crime to Go. I feel like the last two have been really strong.
Well, I mean, I'm intrigued. So we got a true crime story for you in 10 minutes or less. Jamie, jump into it. I'm excited to know what this is all about.
January 30th of this year, the year of our Lord 2023, two monkeys went missing from the Dallas Zoo.
Dallas, Texas.
They were two Imperial Tamarin monkeys, to be exact, and their names were Bella and Finn.
I got a nephew named Finn, and he is a monkey.
On the morning of January 30th, it was noticed that the two were missing and that their habitat had been compromised. It was pretty clear that they had been taken. There was no sign of them anywhere else on the zoo grounds.
So after reviewing security footage, Dallas police came up with a suspect and started sharing his photo in hopes that someone would recognize the man. And in the photo, it was a guy with a dark hooded coat and a knit beanie with his hand in an individual serving size bag of Doritos. This man over here living his best life at the zoo, man.
I know what you're thinking. This is not me.
Well, I've never seen you in a beanie, but otherwise. So the photo did lead to tips coming in late on Tuesday, and the monkeys were located. They were in an abandoned house about 10 miles from the zoo in an abandoned home in Lancaster, Texas.
One of the monkeys was in a closet that was covered by chain link. But besides losing some weight since they had been taken, the monkeys seemed to be in good health and they seemed to be unharmed. And even though the monkeys were found, they had still not located the suspect. So there was a $25,000 reward announced for any information leading to the arrest of the monkey thief.
The very next day, which was now Thursday, police received a tip that a man matching the photo was at the Dallas Aquarium. Good Lord, what did he have planned there? Police tracked him down and followed him after he had hopped on a train, and he was apprehended at one of the train stations. A police officer questioned the man, now identified as Davian Irvin, and they were going to try to see if he may be connected to several other incidents that were happening this year at the zoo.
So a few weeks ago, we talked about a little bit in the Kate Warren case about crimes happening with the post office and their investigators. How many crimes are happening at zoos?
You know, this is the first one I'm aware of, but apparently they're going on.
Dallas was having a rough time. Back on January 13th, a leopard named Nova escaped from her habitat at the zoo, and the zoo was put on lockdown. There's a leopard on the loose. Leopards are not kind animals.
I remember that.
They successfully located Nova and returned her to be with her sister Luna in their habitat, but they found that someone had cut the fence that had allowed her to escape.
While conducting that investigation, zoo staff found that a similar opening had been cut in a habitat for dusty leaflanger monkeys. Like, what's going on? However, none of those monkeys were able to escape before the fence was repaired.
Yeah, so it's obvious that somebody is terrorizing this zoo. On January 23rd, a 35-year-old lappet-faced vulture named Penn was found dead in his enclosure. This is an endangered species. It's said that there's only about 6,500 that exist right now. The vulture had unusual injuries and wounds that the medical staff believe caused his death. So it seemed pretty clear that Penn did not die of natural causes or old age. Did you know that vultures could live 35 years?
I didn't, man. I'm learning so much in this episode.
Grandpa Vulture was killed by somebody in the Dallas Zoo. And this is all during like 2 weeks in January.
And this is all at one zoo.
Yeah, same
like,
zoo.
Man, could you imagine being at the zoo like as a staff? Like, what is going on?
This sounds like a fantastic movie.
Davian Irvin has been charged with 6 counts of animal cruelty and 2 counts of burglary. Police believe he is definitely responsible for the monkey theft and the escaped leopard, but they cannot yet connect him to the other incidents. But he is currently being held on a $25,000 bail and is awaiting trial. Man, I wish that I lived down there and had jury duty so I could be on this jury. You know?
You and I both have jury duty coming up, which is crazy that, like, how random is it that it's coming at the same time? We're not going to be on the same jury. We were selected for different, I guess, jurisdictions or whatever. But what was he going to do with the aquarium? What does he have out against animals? I have so much that I want to know and questions that I want answered about his motivations. And what was he hoping to get out of this? Was he just hoping to sell the monkeys and make some money, and all these other ventures were practicing stealing a monkey? And how do you steal two monkeys? I would think, like, we've had...
How do you just straight up walk out of a zoo with two monkeys? Like, isn't someone from the zoo going to notice that?
It was before they opened. So I guess there may be security staff. He somehow circumvented that. But we talked on our Bless Their Hearts podcast about what animals we could beat in a fight. And I'm not sure two monkeys was on the table. Like, how can you just carry them out without them escaping?
Man, this guy.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated on Irvin's
I would imagine trial. If he gets indicted on the endangered species death,
that's going to be federal.
That's going to be federal crime and
big boy prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. He has been captured, thankfully. And we don't know of any incidents that have happened at the Dallas Zoo since his capture. So the fact that the incident stopped, I think, indicates that it was probably all him.
Yeah. Jamie, this was a good one. Guys, thank you, as always, for tuning in to our show.
A crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.